6:43 p.m. We're here at the location. Looks like the 100 block of East Wilbur, in my unit with David Bonebright. ID number is 2930. We're going to conduct an interview in reference to the officer-involved shooting. Okay, David, again, what shift are you working today?
I'm working 9 George 11. It's shift 1, which goes from 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Okay. Again, we had a shooting that occurred. What were you doing just prior to the call?
Prior to the call, I was at the Resource Center finishing up some paperwork.
Where is that located?
It's located at 1425 East Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
Okay, we're going to stop for a second. I'm going to check this recording. Okay, we're going to continue. Okay, so you're at the Resource Center, and I'm assuming there's some kind of a call that came up?
Yes.
Okay, can you describe what you heard to the radio?
I heard a suicidal subject. They described a white male, approximately 6 feet tall, maybe 160 pounds, dark hair, and that's all I remember. He ran from the area of the apartments on Brazil to area of 7-Eleven.
Okay.
They sent 9 Ida 51. I can't remember who that is. But and then Fuller, who was working 9 Robert 41, also answered up. Okay. So I thought I'd just keep listening to the radio, finish what I was doing, see if they needed me.
Okay.
Then I hear that they're in foot pursuit, and it goes to the north of Wilbur, so I decided to make my way over here. The rest is kind of chaotic. It sounded like he was over there.
So it's like from one side of the street to the next, huh?
Yeah. When I got there,
okay,
I started.
Let's go.
Okay.
When you came, what direction did you travel to get here?
I went north on Hodenkamp till it met with Wilbur, and came west on Wilbur.
Okay. And where did you eventually stop?
I stopped, I think that's Blueberry up there or something.
Blueberry.
But
okay.
I hadn't quite made it to Pensfield, but I sat there. It's basically going to do a code 5.
Okay. Did you see anything at the time?
I did not see anything.
Okay.
Well, I saw other units take a right or head south on, I believe it's Blueberry.
Lori Lane here.
That's Lori, then. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then...
So I started going that way, and they said that they're in foot pursuit to the north of Wilbur in some fields. You know, so then we all turned around and got back over there, and we...
You drove?
Yeah.
Okay, where did you drive to?
I drove to... see where that unit is up there?
On this side here?
No, on the other side of the street, behind that red van.
Oh, that's up there. Okay, that's up by... I don't know what that is over there. It's like a... I think those are the apartments, isn't it?
I think that's the classic cars.
Classic cars?
Yeah.
Okay, that's just before the apartments.
Though. Right.
Okay. So you're over there, and did you drive, were you in the street or in the parking lot up there?
I parked right in the street. I remember because I was blocking the driveway.
Okay.
Threw my full light bar rotators on and everything. Got out of the car, because Senior Deputy Welty was also, he arrived before me, right before me. We got there pretty much the same time, and, we both went to the trunk for a less lethal, and I got mine out. About just before he got his, we both started running down the street.
Which way?
West.
West on the sidewalk here?
Yeah, west on the sidewalk.
Okay. To where?
You see where, there's a driveway right there. I believe that's there's a mortuary around here somewhere.
The mortuary is
right
here.
Oh, that's the mortuary, so I was...
Okay.
As farther east of that, you know, about where that white pickup is there, there's a driveway there.
Okay.
We ran up the driveway
and
through this field.
In the back?
In the back.
Okay.
And we were running. We saw the subject, or I assume he was the subject, because there were a couple of deputies around there. I remember Senior Deputy Camus was standing right next to him, yelling out, trying to get him to...
Okay, let's backtrack a little bit. So, you and what, Welty?
Me and Welty.
You go up the driveway. Okay, how far up do you go? All the way?
No, we went probably about 50 feet. feet or so, there's a little break in the bushes where it leads to a field.
Okay. You know what, we might want to
walk it.
Yeah, let's walk it. We're going to stop here for a second and walk it. Okay, we're going to start the interview again. We're over here at the Oak Plaza, and we're going to be going up the driveway on the east side. No, west side, right?
East side.
East side. This is the east side of the driveway. We're going to take a walk up there. Okay, we'll stop the recording. And we're going to continue again. We go up about roughly, it looks like maybe 30, 40 yards up the driveway. There's some tall bushes on the east side, and there's a break in between. It leads into a open field behind another building. So we're going to walk through this. So where did you go from here?
We went straight back there.
Okay, so you headed towards... kind of going what?
Kind
north,
of north,
east?
Northwest direction.
Northwest direction? Okay.
And
you and Wolf, you're running in this direction?
We're running right here.
Okay, both of you have your less than lethal?
Yeah, we both have our less than lethal.
Okay. And before I start, your in uniform, badge, vest, all your equipment. Okay. Grass gets pretty tall out here.
Yeah.
So you continue this way?
Well, no, we stopped about, I'd say about here.
Okay. That's roughly around
because the guy then, I'd say it's roughly about, you know, 40 feet away from that wall right there.
Okay. And what do you see when you get to this point here?
This point, the subject jumps off the wall.
What, this white brick wall here?
The white brick wall. He was sitting on the wall, and I saw him. When we were back there, I saw him doing something with his hand.
Okay.
I'm not exactly... I couldn't say accurately what exactly he was doing. I can only assume. So we'll leave that there. I saw him doing that. And I saw Senior Deputy Camus trying to tell him to come back over the fence.
Okay, let me draw this. This is the brick wall. This is building, and this is building.
Okay.
And this is the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, we're roughly about this location here where the circle of the X is.
Yeah.
Okay, where do you see Camus now?
Okay, he's standing right there.
Right in this corner area?
Right next to that bush thing there.
Okay, right about this area here. We'll put number one there then.
Yeah.
He's right on this side of the wall, right?
Yeah.
Left side? Okay.
He's probably about 4 feet from him.
4 feet? And where's the guy standing?
He's sitting on the wall. His legs are hanging over
on the high part of the wall.
On the high part of the wall.
Okay, that's number two here. He's sitting on the wall.
Right.
Okay.
And his legs are hanging over on the west side.
So what direction is he facing? Camus or fishing the other way?
He's facing the other way.
So he has his back to Camus, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he hops off the wall.
Yeah.
So I start running in that direction.
Okay.
And by that time, he's down that way. Welty goes over there.
Okay, Welty goes through the brick wall on the south side.
He was standing right there.
Welty was?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's standing at the other end of the brick wall at three. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
W-E-L-T-Y?
Okay. Now, we'll put you here at the X.
Okay.
So you see him taking off. What direction does he go?
He went straight west.
West?
Through the parking lot.
Okay, and you ran after him?
No, I ran to the wall.
Where Camus was at, roughly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the wall was too tall for me. So I came running back over here.
Okay.
You know.
And they have, what, a gate here or something?
No, it's actually just a fence. There's no gate.
Oh, okay. Is this
so
where
I go
you...
back over here, and I'm standing behind Welty.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay, at three. All right.
Yeah.
So you go over to here. Yeah. All right.
And then Welty shoots at him twice with the less lethal.
How far do you think he is from here?
He was about at that shrub over there, the tree.
Just beyond the van over there?
Yeah.
On the other
up
side?
There. Welty shoots twice.
Okay.
I don't know if he hit him or not. The subject just kept running.
Okay. All right. So these are the brush. Welty cranks two rounds with less than lethal. Where does the suspect go at that point?
He's still running. He heads north.
North.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's up the driveway where we eventually find him at the other end there.
Right.
Okay, so what do you guys do next?
So I run back over there.
Up towards where Camu was?
Where Camu was.
Okay, where's Camu at that point?
Well, at that point, everybody was hopping over the fence.
Okay.
By the time I get back there, I'm the only one. I can't remember who all was there.
Uh-huh.
But I go to hop over one part of the fence where it was shorter, but there's blood sitting there.
Okay.
So I come back, you know, maybe about 3 feet on the other side of that tree,
uh-huh.
hop the fence there.
Okay.
You know, run up with my less than lethal.
All right, so you're heading west again.
I'm heading west, towards. Go around this planter and head up. The subject is probably 100, maybe farther ahead of me.
100 feet or more?
North of me, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm running, but you know how when you dream and you feel like you're running but you're not going anywhere?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt.
Okay.
And I'm running and Senior Deputy Camu is up next to him,
okay.
ordering him to stop, yelling at him to stop and everything.
Okay.
And,
okay, at that point, let's stop there. So you're standing there, it's about 100 feet away.
Right.
Is there anything in front of you that would obstruct your view of what's happening between
no.
the suspect and Camu? Okay,
no.
Where is Welty at that point, or do you recall?
I don't know where Welty was.
Okay. So you're up there, you're about 100 feet, you're going up the driveway. Okay, now at that point, what I want you to do is, the first thing you start going up that driveway, what do you see? I mean, where are they standing, or what are they doing, and, you know, that type of thing.
Okay.
So this is the driveway here. Okay.
Okay.
I think there's a little school building.
Yeah, something. it's the Dalen Swim School.
Swim school's here,
yeah.
And that's that building. Okay.
Right. And Camu and the subject were about, maybe a little farther south, about there.
In the center of that thing, roughly?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have the suspect. Recall where they were standing was... Was the suspect in front or behind Camu or to the side or what?
From where I was, they look like they're parallel to each other. I mean...
Like this?
They're both... Yeah.
Okay.
And Camu was yelling at him to stop.
Like this here, you might
yeah.
say. Okay.
Camu was probably about 10 feet away from him.
10 feet?
Probably about that.
Okay.
So.
And you hear him yelling?
I hear him yelling.
What do you hear yell?
I hear him yelling to stop.
To stop? Okay.
Yeah.
Was there anybody else with him? Put Camu.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I'm just asking. What did you
okay.
just see? Death, the two of them, and that's it.
I saw the two of them.
Okay. Do you recall if you can reflect anybody by the swim school standing outside or at the very end?
Deputy
like
civilians
that?
Or
anybody?
I don't recall anybody.
Okay. So you're focused on those two.
I'm focused on those two.
He's 10 feet away. Here's
yeah.
the suspect. Here's Camu. What happens next?
At this point, I still feel I'm too far back to get a good shot.
Okay.
When I finally felt close enough, well, I can't remember which I heard first. I heard Senior Deputy Camu shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought he was shooting some sort of less than lethal because the subject just kept walking. It's like it just didn't even bother him. He just kept walking. You know, then I look and realize he's not shooting less than lethal. You know, I racked around, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I forgot to load the gun.
Okay.
So I aim in to shoot and hear a click. So I quickly start loading.
Uh-huh.
At that point, you know, he falls.
Okay.
And I think I heard Senior Deputy Camu shoot 3 times. I don't know
okay.
how many times he shot, but
okay.
I think I heard him shoot 3 times.
Okay. So, going back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
as you're running up, you see the two of them. Kind of parallel, about
yeah.
10 feet apart.
Yeah.
At that point, do you see Camu with his handgun drawn?
I didn't.
I mean, how was he standing? You recall that?
He was kind of, like, he was walking alongside of him.
Okay.
Because at this time, the subject stopped running. He was just walking.
Okay, so they're walking parallel.
Yeah.
Going up the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And at some point, before you hear the shots fired, do you see anything in reference to him drawing his gun?
No,
or the suspect doing anything?
I was trying to watch the subject. The suspect. I don't recall him holding anything. or anything like that. All I remember hearing is other deputies in the past, or like earlier in the scenario, saying that he had an X-Acto blade or some sort of knife.
Okay.
You know, but I never saw it.
When you see them walking, as they're walking up, are they walking with their back towards you and you're watching them
back towards
up?
Me.
Okay.
Although, Camus was kind of sideways.
Okay.
The subject was just walking, you know.
Arms down to the side type thing, or what?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And somewhere along that time, we get some shots fired.
Right.
I'm trying to pin exactly what you see just that instant before that's happening, or can you recall anything in there?
I don't remember seeing him draw his gun. I don't remember if it was already drawn.
Well, just try to see if you can just flash and just see,
okay,
or even when the shots are fired. Or were you just too far to really...
Well, by that time I was a little closer. I was closing in on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling a little more comfortable, like, taking a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first pop I heard, the first gunshot I heard, I kind of glanced over, and I saw him holding his handgun while he was shooting.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, I still was thinking it was some sort of less lethal round.
Okay. What was the suspect at that time doing?
He just kept walking.
Just kept walking?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear any yelling at that time, just prior to the shots, the suspect or Camus saying anything? Because I know you said as you were running up, you can hear him, Camus, that is, yelling to the suspect to stop.
I don't remember him yelling anything.
Okay. Okay, so at one point, you hear the shots, you see the handgun in Camus' hand. You hear how many shots at that time?
I believe three.
Three?
I recall three.
Okay. Shots are fired. You still see the guy still walking?
Yeah.
Okay. And how is he walking? Just normally?
Just
or?
Normal.
Okay.
Like it's not even phasing him.
Okay. And what happens then?
Well, after I load the magazine...
Yeah, that's after you hear the first three shots?
After I hear the first...
Three. Okay.
It was all in sequence. I started loading as I heard that.
Okay.
And just as I rack around and I'm ready to shoot, he falls. He just drops.
Okay.
Face first.
Okay, and what happens then? What do you do then?
Well, then I just aim in at him, and by that time, several other deputies also show up.
Okay.
Basically, we held him at gunpoint so they can remove the X-Acto blade from his hand.
Okay, it still had in his hand?
Yeah. I didn't see it until they grabbed onto his legs, pulled him back.
Okay.
I believe Kelly was one of the ones that was pulling him back.
Uh-huh.
His arms come flailing up, then I see it sticking out of his hand.
So his hands at first were hidden underneath him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I understand. Okay, and that's when they take him into custody at that point?
Well, at that point, that's when we got fire and ambulance over here.
Okay. During that time, did you notice any civilians standing around the area?
Not at that time, no.
Okay. All right. did Camus say anything? I mean, how was Camus doing at that time?
The thing I remember about Camus is... after everybody got there, secured him, somebody let him away. I can't remember who.
Okay.
He ended up back in his unit. When I went back to my unit for something, I saw him drinking some water.
Okay.
I wasn't going to talk to him or anything.
Okay. Now, during the time you were chasing him up the driveway here through this field, mm-hmm. and you see him sitting over there on that wall, do you hear the suspect saying anything at all?
No.
No?
I never heard him say anything.
What was Camus? Was Camus telling him anything again while he was sitting on the wall there?
Yeah, he was telling him to get off the wall.
Uh-huh. And that was it?
That's all I remember.
Okay. Could you guesstimate how long he was sitting on that wall when you saw him?
Well...
when you entered the field, he was already sitting.
He was sitting on the wall, and he stayed sitting on the wall because we were running...
Uh-huh.
Not very fast because this ground, but we were... you know, a decent jog, I'd say.
Okay.
The time it takes to do a jog from here to just on this side of the crime scene table.
4, 5, 6 seconds maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. And if you get there and you stand there, how long do you wait at that point before he jumps to the wall?
I didn't, well, we kind of slowed down at that point.
Uh-huh.
And that's when he hopped the wall.
Okay. Right, so you get up there, Welty, I assume, goes over to the corner of that wall there. You're standing where we were standing.
Yeah.
At that point, he jumps the wall. He runs west.
I think Welty kept going that way towards him, too. And then went back that way when he hopped the wall.
But the suspect went west parking lot. That's when Welty cranks the two rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the meantime, Camus, I would assume, went over the wall after him.
I would believe that.
Did you see that or not?
I didn't see that.
Okay. All right.
Well,
so you eventually go up to the wall at the other end, and you climb over and start running. Mm-hmm. You go west through the parking lot, and you go north up the driveway. At that point, you see Camus and the suspect about at least 100 feet up front. Okay. We got it. Anything else you can think of at this point?
Everything else is little tidbits and stuff that I heard people saying.
That's fine.
You know, so.
Yeah, if you can think of anything else later, just jot it down on a notepad and I'll get a hold of you tomorrow or give you a call.
All right.
All right, the time is 7:06 p.m. We're going to conclude the interview. Okay, we're going to make a note. When he initially arrived, he parked in front of the classic limousine service, which is right at the T intersection of Lorrie Lane and Wilbur Road. Vehicle was facing west when you came up, right?
Yeah.
Just like that? Okay.